Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin. As we continue in Perek HaGadol, Shabbos daf Ayin, second blot here in the first four blot of this Perek, which discuss general rules and regulations about the malachas, doing many of the malachas at once, and different types of shkaga, very important issues that come up behind the lamedes malachas. So, says the Gemara, on Samach Tesma base, Hayodia Iker Shabbos. Five lines up from the bottom by the two dots. So the first case of the Mishnah, if you remember, was if somebody does not remember the entire concept of or no, right? Hashocheach Iker Shabbos. That is the first case. The second case is Hayodia Shehu Shabbos, that he knows it is Shabbos, he just does not know that day is Shabbos. So the Gemara is asking, Minani Mili, how do we know that there are such differences in halacha between some days? Sometimes you can have one shkaga that is mechayiv many karbanas, sometimes you have a shkaga that's mechayiv one karban. So where in the psukim do you see a remez that some cases are going to be mechayiv you many karbanas, and some only one? So Minani Mili, Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Baravua, Trey Kroy Ksivi. They're really two different psukim. Vishamar b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. One pasuk is what we say every Shabbos morning. Vishamar b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. We should keep Shabbos. V'ksiv, the pasuk in Kisisa. V'ksiv, eshapsosai tishmoru. And also it says, you shall keep my Shabbos, but that's in plural. So Vishamar b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, eshapsosai tishmoru. So haketza, why is one pasuk in the singular, one pasuk in the plural? So we say, Vishamar b'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos shmira achas l'shabbosos harbe shamru, they shall keep, right, one shmira for many shabbosos, right, so that means there's going to be one for many, and v'shabbososai tishmoru shmira achas l'kol achas v'achas. I'm sorry, the first one was many for one, and the second one is one for many. So you see an allusion to the fact that sometimes you're going to be chayav one, and sometimes you're going to be chayav many. Maskel of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak only argues in terms of how to darsh the psukim, but he thinks that the psukim should be used in the opposite way. Adarabba, Ivcha Mistavra, should be the opposite. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, that pasuk is Shmira Achas, the call Shabbos v'Shabbos, one Shmira for each and every Shabbos. Singular means each Shabbos is singular, and each one, each and every one is Mechayiv. V'shapsos tishmoru, that is that they all should be looked at as one. Shmira Achas, l'shabbosos harbe, one Shmira for all. So most assume, Rashi says and others, that this is not a machlokas about any halacha, but it's just a machlokas about how to darshan the psukim. Rashi here notes the important lashon, which we're going to talk about it for a little bit. Four lines to the bottom. How did the Chazal know which pasuk to use in which way? So Rashi quotes at the end of the fourth to last line, "V'lo masran ela lechachamim." The Chachamim have the power to interpret which psukim are there to teach us which message. That's an important principle that a number of the Rishonim use in various sugyas. It comes up in the Gemara when it talks about Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Malacha on Chol HaMoed, the Gemara says in Chagiga, on Daf Yud Ches Amun Aleph, that it does not say exactly where what in the Torah is usher on Chol HaMoed to do. We know there are certain malachas that are also in Chol HaMoed, and we know there are certain heterim. The question is, what exactly is mutter, what is also? So there's a major machlokas we've shown him, whether malach and Chol HaMoed is d'oraisa or d'rabanan. If you hold malach and Chol HaMoed is aser d'rabanan, whatever malachas are aser, then it's easier to explain why certain things are mutter, because the rabbanan only aser certain malachas. But if you say that certain malachas on Chol HaMoed, whatever is aser d'oraisa, then the question is, so how are there heterim? The five heterim of Malach and Chol HaMoed. Davar Ha'avid, and Malachas, Malachas Hedyot, and Sarach HaMoed, and Poal Sheila Mal Yochal, right? The five heterim quoted at the beginning of the tour in the Hilchas Chol HaMoed. So the question is, what's the heter? So that's where the line is used. Chagigah, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Lo Masran HaKatzav Ela L'Chachamim. Most of the time, the Rabbanan add on to the Torah, or interpret the Torah for us. We don't know what the Torah means. We don't know what tefillin are. You read the Torah, you have no idea what tefillin mean. So the Chachamim tell us, based on Torah Shebaal Peh, sometimes it's Daraisa, sometimes it's Darabana, but either way, they tell us exactly what the Torah means, right, in terms of interpreting an unclear phrase. But other times, a few times, not too many, the Rabbana not only just tell us what the Torah means, but even more than that, they create what the Torah means. They are magdir. They limit and create the categories of what the Torah wants to tell us. So that's an example here. But Malach and Chol HaMoed, the Torah leaves it blank. It doesn't even say, like you fill in the blank, Rabbanan. That's what the Torah means by here, by Belo Masr HaKasav Al HaKachamim. That's where it comes up in the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. The Rishonim use this a number of times. Rashi here is one example. We don't know how to interpret these psukim in terms of when. We know the psukim tell us, you know, sometimes you're chayiv one and sometimes you're chayiv many. So the chacham interpret it, lo masra kazav al chacham. Where else do you see this? Maybe we'll just quote two other examples where we have this in various cases. The Ran in Meseches Yuma. The Ran in the beginning of the eighth parak in Meseches Yuma, which the last parak, as we know, is the parak that talks about Yom Kippur Bizman Hazeh. The first seven parakim are all about the Avodah's Yom Kippurim, but the last parak, which is parak Yom Kippurim, talks all about the Inuyim that one is usher to be involved in. Achilu Shasir, Rechitza, Vesicha, Vechulu. So the question is, eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, that's for sure Dalraisa with Karis. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Right? The question is, what about all the other Inuyim? Are all the other Inuyim also Da'oraisa, but without Karis? Or are they Darabanan? Right, that is the discussion in the Rishonim. The Ran, right here at the beginning of that Perek, says that they're Da'oraisa. If they're Da'oraisa, the Shaila is, how can they be Heterim for certain people? A king or a Kala is allowed to wash their face on Yom Kippur, the Gemara says. Right, so the question is, how is that possible? If it's also Da'oraisa, so there aren't any exclusions. So that's what the Ran uses the term that we are talking about. Ukadisa b'gemara, kili tvei, umasun hakasu l'chachamim, vehmi kilu bahen kafi mashiro, vehitiru kol she'enu nase l'tainug. Right? B'chul, he quotes at least that day. But that is another example of the Ran using it. The Ran as well uses this in Meseches Sukkah, in terms of certain definitions of Hadar. What exactly is Hadar on the first day, the Dalaminim? So there also he explains Hadar is defined by the Rabbanan, and whatever they say is Hadar, right? At the beginning of Valulva Gazal and Daf Chavtes, Tosa discusses, I'm just summarizing it now, the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss has a collection of all the Shitas about this in Dvarim, in Sim and Chav Zayin. So there he quotes the Machlokas, he tells us in the Ran. Dono Tosas of Psule Dalan Minim. Eza man Nogin Rak Biyom Echad, Dachag, Ve'eza man Nogin Kol Shiva. Which Psulim only apply day one, right? Or which will apply all the days? So which psulim apply all the days of Sukkot? So Tosfos says the psul hadar ain't no gonna be yom rishon. Hadar is the first day. Ulkachtem lachem by yom rishon creates hadar. And the Ran is cholik and says no, certain items apply even other days. Ah, v'yavshet tamur lachalik b'sakina harifa b'din daraisa. How could he be machalik literally with a knife? But miksasa no ikach, miksasa no ikach. So says the Ran, aval akasav lo pirate b'hadar klum. Elasasam the Amar Shadehe Mitzvah Zumehu Deres Umasra Lachachamim Ubivada Shakosha Mitzvah Chamura Yoser Leish Yeshla Hachmer Bahadar. So again, that's another example. The Ran, both places, uses this principle, Masra Kasav Alachachamim. We mentioned this a couple of days ago also, when we spoke about Uvachukoseim Lo Selechu. We spoke about what is, a couple of days ago, right in the daf, we had this on the last daf in the previous parak. We spoke about the cheetah of the maharik, about two types of chukosem lo selechu, either actions that don't make sense or actions that are connected to avodah zara. So in that context, we also mentioned that later on in that same Beis Yosef that quotes the maharik, I think it's in Yoredeya Kufayin Ches, he quotes the Gemara that certain amoraim, I think it was, got certain haircuts because they were karav l'malchus. And the shayla was that how could they get certain haircuts just because they're karav l'malchus, right? Chukosei amos elechu, not allowed to walk in their ways. So there, the Ma'arik and Beis Yosef says, lo masra kazav al chachamim. The chacham interpret, this is a very difficult isser to pin down. What's considered following the non-Jews customs? What? That they wear suits. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. So if the non-Jews wear suits, so how can we wear suits? So maybe that's why in Eretz Yisrael not too many people wear suits, right? But according to those of us who still wear suits, right? So the question is, Adam, how do we do it? So Rav Moshe says, first of all, who says suits are a non-Jewish custom? Everybody came to America and they started wearing suits, right? So it's the Jews and the non-Jews together came to America, number one. And number two, he says, you know, you got to use your head. Masra kazal chachamim, that's not included. That's a way to dress. Right? That's not becoming like them. That's not an identifying factor that you're like a non-Jew if you wear a suit. Right? But that is the discussion. That's another example where we have lo masra kazal chachamim. So we have it Rashi over here, which might be a little different type of interpretation because it's about how to interpret psukim, not halacha. So Rashi here, and the two Rans, and the Gemara in Chagiga, and the last one that we just mentioned, the Beis Yosef, by Uvachukoseim Loseilechu. Good. We continue now. Last three words on the Amud. By the way, scheduling note, as I said, the next 3 days, I'll try to figure out some time to give the daf. If there's a service, I'm just going away for a couple of days. We'll see. We'll see what allows, what technology allows, and what time allows, Bez Hashem. But if not, we'll be back, Bez Hashem, beginning of next week. But I hope to get these Zafim up. If not now, either beginning of next week, a little delayed if I don't have time now, to just to at least have them up for posterity. Bez Hashem Sunday? Sunday, yes, Bez Hashem. Hayodea Shu Shabbos. Dafayin Dalet is Sunday, right? Borer. Okay, we'll have to do that. Okay, Hayodea Shu Shabbos. So if somebody knows that it's Shabbos, so he's just upset about the Ezra of the Malachas. So we already explained this outside, but now the Gemara is going to talk about it. So Maishra Reisho, Maishra Seifa. What's the difference between the case number 2 and case number 3? According to the Gemara, right? The case number 2 was your only Chayiv 1. Case number 3, your Chayiv many. Amar of Safra. Says Rav Safra, Kan Miyadiyas Shabbos Uporesh, V'kan Miyadiyas Malacha Uporesh. In case number 2, if you would know it would be Shabbos, you'd be Porish, you'd stop. From Yediyah Shabbos, he would be Porish. V'kan Miyadiyas Malacha Uporesh. And from here, he would, you know, if he knew, he didn't know these Malachas were Asur, so Miyadiyas Malacha Uporesh. So Amalei Rav Nachman, Klum Porish be Shabbos, Elamishim Malachas, V'klum Porish be Malachas, Elamishim Shabbos. But what do you mean? Each one really plays with the other one. It's not a separate thing. It's only Shabbos because there are malachas that are aser. It's only malachas that are aser because of Shabbos. So Ela Amar of Nachman, really, it's a little different. Karban de Chayiv Rachmana Amai Ashkaga. Why is the person Chayiv a karban? Based on the Shkaga, the mistake that he's making. So Hasam Chada Shkaga. Hacha Tuva Shkagas Havyin. The difference is because over there, as we said in case number 2, there's one shkaga. You don't know it is Shabbos today. So that's one mistake. So you're chayav one karban. Hacha, two b'shkagas havyad. But here there are many shkagas. Every malacha that one doesn't know is usur until they find out about it. So that is what is the many mistakes that he's making, and therefore you bring many karbanas. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the Hakdama to the Chela Gimel, when he discusses the importance of learning Hilchos Shabbos, right? The Mishnah Berurah, as we know, has two Hakdamas, two introductions. One to all of Mishnah Berurah, that's in the beginning of Chelek Aleph, where he talks about the importance of the Torah and the importance of a Talmud Torah in general and the need to have a Sefer written so it's easier for people. And the beginning of Chelek Gimel, he has a separate Hakdama to Hilchos Shabbos, which is really required reading for every Jew. That introduction of the Mishnah Berurah, at some point in one's life, and one hasn't done it yet, take time today, tomorrow, whenever it is that the one has a moment, to just 2 pages, the Mishnah Berurah Hakdama to Chelek Gimel. So towards the end there, after he talks about the significance of Hilchos Shabbos, he says, Ach ba'eza inyan nucha lovel lezeh madriga, shishmer Shabbos b'chol pratav, how could you reach the level of being Shomer Shabbos properly? Ha'itza yu'utza lezeh, the only way is to study Hilchos Shabbos. She'yiru lezariz etzmo l'lmod Hilchos Shabbos, v'lachzar alayat tamid, k'dei she'yeda ha'asur v'amutur. To know what's mutter, what's aser. D'ilavachi. Afilum yomot kolin yonim amusarim amizarzim l'shmir Shabbos keroi. Somebody can spend 5 hours a day learning musar about Shabbos. Shabbos is the most awesome day. The kedusha, the aura, it affects your life. It's unbelievable. But if I spend 5 hours doing that, and I don't know what borer is, as we'll talk about on Sunday, Bez Hashem, and I don't know what libun is, I don't know the malachas, I can love Shabbos, but I'm not going to keep Shabbos. The only way to love Shabbos and keep Shabbos is to, there's nothing wrong with those Sifri Musar about Shabbos, that's wonderful. But, you gotta learn Hilchos Shabbos too. Right? If the love hach, if ilum yimo kolinyanim, v'chulu, lo, yo ilo, it won't help. Im yesh biyado shal adam chachma, hu yacholum a musar. The main biyado shal adam chachma, in yacholum a musar. Vakavana, demutoa beikara inyan, if I don't know, something's a malacha. Shechoshev, she'ein ze bechlal iser, ma yo lo a musar bazeh. If I don't know what to not do, then it's not going to help me. V'achanami bin yoneinu. Imu choshev aleza davar shein zavachla malacho shvus lo yoa lo shum musar. Hadimyon. And he gives examples. Kigon. Shekar lo hefzit pitom shemar du beimosav v'barchalim b'shabbos. All of a sudden, my chickens start running out of the fence on Shabbos. My, right? Oh, avazim v'tana golen shekar lo bechadash lo hergulu b'bayis. My animal. My dog. Right? Starts running out of the front yard. Right? He sees a cat. He sees another dog. Starts running out. So what do? Ma ma'od nakelo lehikashel be'isert seida. De'oraisa k'shi'itfasem. It's very easy to violate seida if an animal is on his way out. V'gam amir l'nachri l'tafsam b'yado l'hutar b'kagon zeh. V'iloi alomit, if you knew the din, he would know exactly how to do it. He could announce, if anybody saves, they won't lose. There are ways to do. Oshay yom l'nachri, or he tell the nachri to do something. He gives examples of kibuy, of borer, of bishol, of dash, many malachas. But it's just that we're shogeg. We don't know malachas. But that's what we could learn out from this line that we have, that shkaga azam chad shkaga hacha tuva shkagas havid. There are many shkagas that we have. We have to make sure that we have less shkagos, as little shkagos that we can have. Again, there are so many svarim out there today that discuss Hilcha Shabbos. One of my talmidim asked me, I was going through the Mesorah a couple of days ago with them, so they said, oh, what do we call today? You know, we have the Tanaim, Amoraim, Savoraim, Gaonim, Rishonim, Achronim, right? Early Achronim, later Achronim. So what do we? I said, we're simple Jews. Right, so they said, what are we? So what's heard? Somebody said that we're the Malachtim. What are we, the Malachtim? I don't think the Rishonim knew in their day that they were the Rishonim, right? They were just people, right? They weren't people, they were Gaonim. But so what are we today? So I went to the Malachtim, because there are a few of us that write, creative svarim today, new svarim, obviously we just quoted Rav Asher Weiss, who's a tremendous machadish, but the many of the svarim that are out today are likuts, malakdim, hilchas this, and hilchas that, and hilchas this, where the chiddush is in the structure, and the chiddush is in putting it together. But many svarim that we buy today is a compilation of which is beautiful and wonderful, nothing against it, it's just that that's a koach that many have of taking everything and putting it together. So, and then making it presentable so to Bizman Hazeh, we have anything you want. You'll learn Hilcha Shabbos in any language, in any format, right? It's there. So, but again, that's the Malachtim. But we have to find those Likud Svarim and, right, and the Mesvarim on the Daf Yomi, right? They collect all the great thoughts on the Daf. That's what, Baruch Hashem, we have this chus of living in that time. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Chayiv al kol malacha umalacha. Here we go. Chilik malachos min alon. How do we know the concept of chilik malachos? This is a major discussion in the Rishonim. Chilik malachos, what does that mean? It says in the Torah, lo sasaka malacha, don't do malacha on Shabbos. Okay, one or two other psukim. But generally, all the lamatas malachos are learned out from lo sasaka malacha. How do we know that that's 39 different ideas? How do we know that? The Mishnah says, if I didn't know about the 39 malachos, and I do them all, I'm chayav of 39 karbanos. Why is that? Why isn't that like if I eat two pieces of chalev, different parts of chalev of the animal, but it's all chalev, in the same helam, it's one avera. If I eat dam, different dam from the body, that are all asur daraisa, so I'm chayav one avera. All of a sudden, it comes to Shabbos, 39 averas. How do you know that from? How do you know chilek malachas? And as we'll talk about in a minute, you don't have such an idea by Yontif. By Yontif, you don't see this chilek malachas. If I do 10 different malachas on Yontif, I only get one set of malachas. Not 10 sets of malachas. Ein chilek malachas b'yontif. That's a mefurish gemara in Meseches Makos. On daf chaf aleph on my base. Yesh chilek malachas b'Shabbos, ve'ein chilek malachas b'yontif. It's mefurish, and the Rambam passes like this. Chaf aleph on my base. Right, so the question is, where do you get that by Shabbos, that there are 39 different malachas? So, a number of sources, three suggestions by the Gemara. Number one, Omar Shmuel, Omar Kra, Mechaloleha, or even before we get there, just as by way of introduction, the Ritva. The Ritva here asks the Kasha. The Ritva says, V'yim Tomar, the Gemara says, how do you know? V'yim Tomar, Lamali Kra. So it's amazing. The Ritva has an unbelievable question and an unbelievable answer. They're both. Great lumdus. V'yim tomar lamali kra ta'kivan de malachas mishunos v'chaluko zumizu. He's saying just the opposite of what I just said. Since every malacha is different from each itself, havi le ka'ochel chela v'dam. Behela mecha, shu chayiv shtayim. What do you mean? Of course it's chelik malacha, says the Ritva. It's like eating dam and eating chelev. What? Plowing and cleaning. That's the same aveira. Of course they're different aveiras. What's the Gemara saying? You don't even need a source, says the Ritva. Why? Because it's all svara. But then the Ritva says, V'yashlamar adaraba. Unbelievable. The opposite. Kiva deshem malacha achas heim v'asur kulan mishum lo sase kol malacha havilei ka'ochel chelev v'chelev. So, amazing question, amazing answer. Ritva says, right, two extremes. You should know logic, misvar, you shouldn't even need a pasuk. And then the Ritva says, no, obviously you need a pasuk because it doesn't make sense because they're all one, los hazak amalacha. But that is the, can't learn the sugya without that Ritva as the introduction. Baruch Hashem, we did. Says the Gemara, so chile malach is minalan. Number one, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kra, Mechaloleha, Mos Yumas. The Torah says if somebody violates Shabbos, Mos Yumas, a double lashon, Mos Yumas. HaTorah Ribsa, Misos Harbe, Al Chilo Echad. So the double lashon is that there are many misos on one chilo, on one desecration. So that means that you could be chayiv more than one for Shabbos. The Gemara says, Hai b'mezikziv. But that's written by Mezid. It's about Mos Yumas. Emeinu inyan l'mezid, dechziv. You don't need it for Mezid. Why? Dechziv kalaosa malacha yumas. You have another pasuk by Mezid. Tenehu inyan l'shogeg. So it must be by shogeg. Yumai yumas b'mamon. Yumas with money, which means you got to pay for more than one carbon. You got to pay more than one carbon for the malachas. Tosfos says, interesting question on top. Tosfos says, what does the Gemara say? Oh, it can't mean Mezid because you have another pasuk by Mezid. Why don't you say it can't be mezid because a person can't die twice, right? Mos Yumas, if he's put to death for one aveir on Shabbos, you can't put him to death for the second aveir on Shabbos. So it says maybe you could have learned that Mos Yumas as lav dafka dibra Torah kalasha b'nei adam. But you're right, the Nachinami, the Gemara could have said that. I just saw in the Chashuke Chemed, it's an interesting, fascinating question. I mean, it's not lamaisa, but he asked the question. He says sheila. Somebody who is Nigmar Dino Lemisa, because he was Mechal Shabbos, and then he ran away from Beis Din, and then he murdered. Right, and then he's brought to Beis Din, and he's Chayav Misa again. And he's Chayav Misa twice. So, what's the issue? So we learned the Mesechus Avodah Zarah. He's just asking a question along this. And Avodah Zarah, if you remember the Gemara about Rebbe and Antoninus, when Rebbe always came to, Antoninus came to visit Rebbe, he went through the tunnel, into to meet him privately because he didn't want anybody to know that he was friendly with Rebbe, and he brought two guards with him because it's possible for a king to go out without two guards. So he always brought two guards with him, and he left one at the. He walked with two guards, and then when he got to Rebbe's house, he killed one of the guards, and then on his way back afterwards, the guard walked him back. He killed the other guard. That's what Antoninus did every time. So one time, Rebbe had another Rebbe, Chanina Bar Chama was with him. So when he came, when Antoninus came in, he told Rebbe, I told you never to have another person with you when I'm here. So Rebbe says, he's not a person, don't worry. What do you mean he's not a person? So he told him to go, he says, okay, just go outside now. And then when Rebbe and Antoninus were finished, Antoninus goes outside, he sees that he had done Tchias HaMeisen to his guard. So he says, that's why I understand he's not a person. But anyway, ask Rev Silverstein, so if there's Tchias HaMeisim done, and somehow the guy gets back alive, do you kill the guy again? If the guy's Chayav Misa twice, does that mean just Lomaisa, you can't put him to death twice, but he's really Chayav Misa twice? Or does it mean that there's a Hafkas HaChiyuv when it comes to the second Chayav Misa? That's his discussion here. So he says, what does our Tosfos say? Tosfos says, maybe our pasuk, just most yumas, it can't be mezid because you can't kill a person twice. Maybe you can't kill a person twice. If they get back alive in the middle, maybe it's a raya, says Rav Silverstein, that there's no chiyuv for the, there's no second chiyuv misa, there's only one chiyuv misa. Okay, that's what he discusses. And then he says, at least question wise, is what if the guy, when he killed, right, when he got the second chiyuv misa, he also damaged at that moment? So would you say kimle b'derame mine? So that's a nafkamina between whether there's a second chiyuv misa or not, whether there's no chiyuv at all, or it's just niftar with the first chiyuv. I don't know how he thought of that question, but that is the chashuki chemed on that tosas on top. Anyway, so says Shmuel mechalel mos yumas. So that's the first source, a double lashon of mos yumas. Let's continue a little bit more. Says the Gemara, what do you need that source of Shmuel for? V'tepik le'chilik malachas me'hecha denafki le'lu Rav Nassan. Why doesn't Shmuel like Rav Nassan's source? Titania, this is number two now. Rav Nassan says, Rav Nassan Omer, lo sevar ways b'chol moshel seichem yom haShabbos. Do not light fire in your house on Shabbos. Right? There's only two melech Shabbos that are explicitly said in the Torah. Only two. Right, 37 of them are not. 37 of them are included in the pasuk of Lo Tasech HaMelacha. But two of them, one of them is right here. Lighting fire is explicit, Parshas Vayakel, and also we have a pasuk by Hotsa'a. Right, we'll have a later on, the Tzadik Vav, the Gemara is going to quote the pasuk of Ve'avir Kol Ba'machaneh, right, Hotsa'a. Those are the only two. Why it has to say those is the discussion in the Gemara. But here's one of them. So Rav Nassan says, why, it says explicitly, don't light fire. So why is that? Ma tamalomar. Lefishin emar vayakal Moshe eskol adas b'nei Yisrael. Eile hadvarim mechulu. Moshe gathered the people. Sheishas yimim teosem malacha. And he spoke about Hilchos Shabbos. We darshin from hadvarim. Dvarim hadvarim. If it would have just said dvarim, it's not Hilchos Shabbos. So dvarim means is plural. So that means at least two. Hadvarim, the extra hey, adds on one. That's three. Eile is gematria 36. So we have 2, 1, and 36. Eile hadvarim, eilu shlosha, metesha malacha, shenemer lemoshe misinai. That's 39. Right? Add this to the list of what we had earlier, the other sources for 39 malachas, the Mishkan, and my Sabratius. So there we had what the source for malacha is, but we still don't have an exact number. That's what the Rishonim said there. There we learned the concept. The Mesorah for the number is right here. Eile hadvarim, with the gematria and the 3. Right, this is that we get 39. How do you know what the 39 are? That's what you need Mishkan for, and my separations, etc., as before. So this is 39. You might think that if you do them all at once, you're only chayav one. Tamalomar becharishu vakatir tishmos. No, it says, plowing, from plowing and harvesting you shall rest. That's two. So you see, it's mentioned separately. Actually, those are also, I should take it back. I mentioned only two of them are explicit. This pasuk might also be about Shabbos. Not it's a machlokas, but this all might be a child, therefore it might be more than two. It might be these two as well. Harvesting and plowing. Oh, but maybe if you only had that pasuk, maybe for those two you'd be chayev two. But all the other ones, if you do the other 37, you'd be chayev one. Rabbi Kivager just notes here, I'm not sure exactly what the svar for that havamina is. Only charisha and ketzira, those are the only two. And the other ones, if you do them all together, you only be chayev one. See, does not answer the question. You'd have to say something like, it's really like the Ritva's answer. That really, 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 it's Shem Echad. And just because you have two malachas that are Yotze Ben Aklal, those are the exceptions to the rule. But really, fundamentally, it's one idea, it's Shem Echad. So, either way, it's a challenging Havamina. So, Gemara answers, Tamalo Marlo Savaru Eish. That's why we have our pasuk, says Reb Nasan, do not light fire. Havare Bechlal Haisa. Havara was included in all the other malachas. V'lama yatzis, why do you have to have a separate pasuk about lighting fire? L'hakish eleha, v'lomar lecha, ma havara, shehi av melacha, v'chayavan ala b'fnei atzma. Just like lighting a fire is an av melacha, and you're chayv on it separately, just doing that. So av koshu, av melacha, chayavan ala b'fnei atzma. Question mark. So to there. So that's Reb Nosson's source for chilek malachas. There's also v'ar weish b'chal mosh v'seichem. So the question is, why doesn't Shmuel like that source? Derech Agav, we do learn out a separate halacha from that pasuk. If you look in the Sefer Achinuch, Parshas Vayakel, one mitzvah in Vayakel, and that is, Bezdin is not allowed to put somebody to death on Shabbos. Maybe not even give Malkus on Shabbos, because that's also a malacha, wounding. Right, so we learn it out from this pasuk. You can't light a fire to give somebody sreifa. But we learn that's all the malachas are included. Not just sreifa, but killing somebody is not only, for Bezdin it's a mitzvah, but it's a malacha on Shabbos, and it's not docheh. Not Docha Shabbos. So either way, says the Gemara, why doesn't Shmuel hold like Reb Nosson? So the Gemara answers, because Shmuel uses Reb Nosson's pasuk for something else. Shmuel savar like Reb Yossi, da'amar havara l'lav yatzas. Shmuel holds like Reb Yossi, who says, no, savar weish b'chol mosh v'seichem is not to teach me the concept of chiluk malachas, that every malacha has its own entity, but it's to teach me that there's something unique about havara. That if I light a fire on Shabbos, I don't get skila. Lighting a fire is inferior for a certain reason than all other malachas, and at most it's a lav. Right? It's an issa daraisa with malchus. Los havar lalav yatzas. Ditanya, because this is really a machlokas. Havar lalav yatzas divir Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi has los havar weish is explicated to minimize it. It's only a lav. Rabbi Nosson Omer Lachalik Yatzas. Rabbi Nosson Omer Lachalik, so Shmuel holds of Rabbi Yossi, and that's why he has to come up with his own source for Chilik Melachos. That is all source number two. Okay, stop there for a moment. 2 points. Number one is, what about, so we mentioned Shabbos has Chilik Melachos, every Aveir is its own entity, Yontif is not. What about Yom Kippur? What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we know there's an Isser Melacha too. Mentioned in the Torah, Isser Malacha. So, is Yom Kippur like Shabbos, or is Yom Kippur like Yontif? So that is a major discussion in the Achronim. The Pnei Yoshua right here says, maybe it depends on what your source is. Depends on what your source is. Says the Pnei Yoshua. Nearly. Imkein, mashma, the dafka b'shabbos amrina chilek malachis, according to Shmuel, only by Shabbos. Because what's the source? The source is a Shabbos source. Mechalaleha mos yumas. That's a pasuk by Shabbos. Masha enke b'yom ha-kippurim. To yom ha-kippurim vadai mishabbos lo yafinan. The Shabbos chamir shekein b'skila. Shabbos is more chamur. Ukehai gavnan amil Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan also has a source specifically by Shabbos. Masha enke, we didn't get to source number three yet. Source number three is going to be about carbon chatas in general. So if it's about carbon chatas in general, says the Pnei Yeshua, so that could apply to Yom Kippur too. So that's why Yom Kippur, which is also Chayav HaChatas, not like Yontif, where it's just Malkus. So says the Pnei Yeshua, whether it applies to Yom Kippur depends on the source. Depends on number one and number two are Shabbos sources, so Yom Kippur would be excluded. While number three, which we didn't do yet, is a carbon chatas source, and that is why we... And that could be applied to Yom Kippur. The Beis HaLevi argues, Beis HaLevi says no, he thinks there should be Chilek Malachas like Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. In terms of his Kedushas Hayom, Yom Kippur and Shabbos are connected, Misvara, so forget any specific source in our Gemara, says the Beis HaLevi in Chilek Aleph Simin Tez Zayin, Ozdalid, the Gam Lahachman to Amar Danafel Chilek Malachas Milo Savaru. Even according to Shmuel, Mikol Makom Yesh Chilek Malachas Gam Biyom Kippurim. I think Yom Kippur would also have it. Tiava Gav the Hachkrok Siva B'Shabes. Mikol Makom. Here's a key line. Yesh Lomar the Yom Kippurim Nilmar Mishabes Lachol Davar. The Yom Kippurim Ikri Gam Kain Shabes. Yom Kippur is also called Shabes. You can't say, oh, Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbason. Shabbos is also Shabbos Shabbason. Or they're both Shabbos Shabbason. But there's a link between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Vahari Svarzu Machrachas. And it's Machrach. And he quotes Gemaras that talk about how Yom Kippur and Shabbos are Shem Echad. He quotes a Gemara in Baba Kama about Maisa Shabbos. Right, whether we know, we discussed this earlier in the Masechta. Malacha done on Shabbos is Asr Bahana'a. Depending, Mezid, Shogeg, a certain amount of time. What about Maisa Yom Kippur? Not Maisa Shabbos. So there's a rush in Maseches Baba Kama Daf Ayin Aleph, which is explained by the argued on the Marshal, and the Marshal's lashon there is the Ha'ikri Gamkein Shabbason V'Domil Shabbos L'Chol Mili. The Beis HaLevi quotes all these Marmekomos. This is an important sugya in terms of how we look at Yom Kippur. Is Yom Kippur super Shabbos? Not only if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos like it does these couple of years, but is Yom Kippur super Shabbos conceptually, or is it something different? And it's closer to Yontif than it is Shabbos, even though there is the regular Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur. Similar, not a similar discussion, but a parallel discussion is had when it comes to beginning of Maseches Chulin. We spoke about this then, about a mumar, a heretic. We know, generally, if I'm a mumar for one Avera in the Torah, I am not a mumar L'chol Torah Kula. If I'm a mumar L'shatnes, right, if I just wear shinies because I just can't control myself and it's a choke. What kind of aveir is this? I'm a mumar l'shinies. So I can't be trusted to check people for clothing for shinies. Not a good idea. Right, if I wear shinies, but I could, other areas of I'm still considered a Jew. I'm counted for a minion. I might not be a Neman person, but I'm still a Jew. But if somebody is a, so that applies to most Averis. But as the Gemara says, there are two Averis that if somebody is a Mumar for them, they're a Mumar L'chala Torah Kula. And that is a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah and a Mumar L'Shabbos. So if it's a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, we understand. Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, you don't believe in God, or you believe in other things as well. So that makes sense. It's a Mumar L'chala Torah Kula. Mumar L'Shabbos as well. That same Mishnah Berurah that I mentioned before discusses this halacha and says, because Shabbos is the idea of a Jew. If somebody is not Shomer Shabbos, that's what we say. So what do we say about somebody? Oh, are they, you know, Shomer Shabbos Aveda? Well, we don't say that. We say somebody Shomer Shabbos? That's how we identify a person. Right? So that's why if somebody's a Mumer L'Shabbos, he's a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Big discussion in the Rishonim, what about a Mumer L'Yom Kippur? If somebody's a Mumer L'Yom Kippur, is that like a Mumer L'Shabbos? So do you put Yom Kippur with Shabbos or not? If Yom Kippur is like Yontif, it's like other mitzvahs. Because I reject Yom Kippur, it doesn't mean I'm a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. So that is, again, a discussion in the Rishonim, expanded upon by the Achronim in the beginning of Maseches Chulin. Good. So that is Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Just one other point of lumpness before we get to number three. There's a beautiful Tosos Chaim from Menachem Zemba, where he talks about, in his Sefer on Shabbos, in Simen Hay, he talks about when we say Chilek Malachas. We say Chilek Malachas on Shabbos. Let's say that's what we hold. So what exactly does that mean? And And he gives two examples, and he says, which one is this like? We know, let's say, the Gemara has concepts, which again, we could talk about more, Shemos Muchlakin or Gufin Muchlakin. Shemos Muchlakin is, as we've said, if somebody eats Dam and eats Chelev, two totally separate Averis. Is that what we mean by Shabbos when we say Chilik Malachis? Like doing Charisha and Kitzira is like eating Dam and Chelev, two totally separate Averis? Or, he says, maybe it's not so. After all, it is included in the same pasuk. But the Gemara says increases. There's a concept called gufin muchlakin. If somebody does the same avera with a different guf, for example, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody violates the Isser Nida with two separate women. It's the same Isser of Nida, but two separate women. Right? Or Ashes Ish with two separate women, Rachmana Litzlan. So in that case, so then that's the same Isser, but it's gufin muchlakin. You might be chayv two karbanos if you did a b'shogeg. Why? Because same avera, but it's two entities. It's two physical bodies, two gufin. So when we have Shabbos, the two averas of Shabbos, so what is that? Is that Shemos Muchlakin, which is the two totally separate worlds, two types of averas? Or is it not that extreme, but it's like gufin Muchlakin? It's like separate gufin within the same broader rubric of an avera. So that's a discussion. He doesn't have an answer. It goes lakan lakan. He quotes a couple of Rashis, which he'll have in the next couple of days, in terms of what you consider it. But he says, maybe it's totally, this issue is totally on our makoros, on our makomos. If you say the source is Havar Lachalik Yatzas, right, that the number two, Rabbi Nassan, so then Ki'ilu, what does that mean? Lachalik Yatzas. So he says, it's as if, you have the Sears of Nassan, it's as if it says every single malach, as if it says in the Torah, what does it mean, Lachalik Yatzas? As if it says in the Torah, don't plow, and don't clean, and don't skin an animal, and don't this, and that's how we understand Lachalik Yatzas. That's Shemos Mochlakin. But if you say it's based on Mechalel Mos Yumas, or the third marker, which we didn't do yet, maybe those are Gufin Mochlakin, not Shemos Mochlakin. That's a beautiful piece in terms of Menachem Zemba. How do you understand this whole Gemara? How extreme do you understand the concept of Chilik Malachas? Is it Gufin Mochlakin, or is it Shemos Mochlakin? Another issue could be is that we're going to learn later on, you have to warn somebody. You have to warn somebody properly on Hilchos Shabbos. You warn them mishum the malacha that they're doing. If I warn somebody with the wrong malacha, so then they're not going to be chayef on Shabbos. The question is, is that impacted by our sugya, whether they're different averis or not? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, six lines up, v'tepek le l'chilek malachas meichad nafek le Rabbi Yossi. Why don't these first two opinions hold like Rabbi Yossi? Detani Rabbi Yossi Omer ba'asa ma'achas ve'hena. This is a pasuk by Chatas. If you do from one from these, so we're about to darshan. The pasuk could have said achas and hena. Instead, it says me'achas me'hena. So we're going to darshan hena and achas and me'hena and me'achas. Pa'amim shachayavim achas al kulan. Sometimes you chayav one carbon for many actions. Upa'amim shachayavim al kalachas va'achas. And sometimes you chayav for many of them. I'm Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, my time is Rabbi Yossi, and that's the source for Chilek Malachas. So what's his svar? How does he darshan the pesukim? Achas me'achas, hena me'hena. Every one of these words teaches us something. Achas shehi hena, and hena shehi achas. Right? Those are all the categories. Now we're going to talk about what each one of these phrases means. Achas, you do one malacha, you chayav one, that's Shimon. You're right, the word Shimon. Right? I'm chayav for writing the word Shimon. Me'achas, from achas, meaning a little less, shame me Shimon. Let's say I had kavana to write the word Shimon, but instead I just write the word shame. The first two letters, that's also a word. Shame is also a word. We're going to have the Gemara later on. Yeah, but you were supposed to write a mem sofit, and instead you wrote an open mem. So does that show that for Hilchas Sefer Torah, interesting Gemara will come up later. But that's me Shimon. Hena avos. Me hena toldos. Every word teaches us something. Achashehi, interesting, you need a pasuk to teach me toldos. Toldos aren't based on svara. You need a pasuk for it. Achashehi heina, one action that's chai, one forgetting that's chai of many. Zodon Shabbos v'shigas malachas. That's the case that you know it's Shabbos, but you didn't know the malachas were aser. Heina shehi achas, shigas Shabbos v'zodon malachas. Right, that's a case, many that are one, that just means you didn't know it was Shabbos today. Either way, but this is Rabbi Yossi's source. So why doesn't Shmuel and Reb Nassan, what do they have? They don't darshan this pasuk. Ushmuel achas shehi mehena shehi achas lo mashmalei. He doesn't agree with that drasha. He doesn't think that you should darshan the pesukim that way. So therefore, he doesn't think that you should have chilek malachas learned out from that pasuk. Good. Once Ksiva comes up, just to mention one ha'ar on Ksiva, we're going to have the Mishnah in a couple of weeks, Adav Kuf Gimel, where the Gemara in Parakah Boneh, the Mishnah says, if you write on two letters on Shabbos, and it's B'chol Lashon, Chayiv. B'chol Lashon, any language. We discussed this in the Hilchah Shabbos Yiram, but just to mention it now, and that is, there is a sheet of the Arzarua, which is against everybody else, but it just should be mentioned. The Arzarua says, you're only Chayiv on Shabbos for writing Lashon HaKodesh, for writing Hebrew. That's the only Issa Daraisa, that's the only real writing. It's only real language. Rumam Tana Mikol Lashon, the Torah was created in Lashon HaKodesh, as Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis. So only that. So it's beautiful, Lamdis. It's just we don't pass in that way. And the big Shaila had it to be the Gemara, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, B'chol Lashon Chayiv. So he's going to have to interpret that as writing B'chol Lashon, but using Hebrew letters. Something like that. But either way, that's B'chol Lashon. We don't pass in this way. The only problem is that the Ramah quotes the Arzarua. That's the only problem with this. We don't pass like that Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah points out that everybody's against this Ramah in the name of the Arzarua. But that is the Arzarua. Where does the Ramah quote it? The Ramah quotes us in Simen Shin Vav, where, based on the Gemara says that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to sign a deed for you on Shabbos to buy a piece of land at Eretz Yisrael. Even though usually Amir Al-Akam is an Issa D'Rabbanan, but Mishumish of Eretz Yisrael, to buy a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, ask him to, you can't sign it yourself, you can't violate an Issa or Daraisa Shabbos, but you can ask a non-Jew to do it. So Rov Rishonim understand that means you could ask a non-Jew to write for you, and that's an exception to the general rule of you could ask a guy to do a Daraisa for you, he's writing for you. Says the Arzarua, no, the non-Jew is writing not in Hebrew. It's a different language. So it's a double Darabanim, what we call a Shvus to Shvus. It's a non-Jew writing not Hebrew. And therefore, that's why it's mutter. So it's not an exception to the rule. Shvus to shvus b'malka mitzvah. The problem is, it sounds like from the Gemara that that's an exception to the rule. The Gemara says, Mishamishav Eretz Yisrael lo gazru. A special halacha by Yishav Eretz Yisrael. So that's why the Gazru is somewhat difficult. Either way, to keep it in mind, other Rishonim say that there is an Isser d'oraisa writing in any language that one writes on Shabbos. Okay, either way, writing came up here, just to mention it. Okay, continuing. B'minei Rav Amir of Nachman. Helim zeva zeba yado mahu. What if somebody, as we had earlier, Rashi quotes, daf samach tes, on yesterday's daf. If somebody doesn't know it's Shabbos and doesn't know these malachas are aser. So he doesn't know today is Shabbos. He knows there's a concept of Shabbos, which as we spoke about 2 days ago, what does that mean? But let's say he forgot everything, mahu. So do you focus on the fact that he didn't know today was Shabbos? Do you focus on the fact that he didn't know the malachas were aser? How many karbanas? Amar lei, hari helam Shabbos v'yodav eino chayv alachas. Well, he didn't know it was Shabbos, you don't chayv one. The Gemara says back, adarabah, hari helam alachas v'yodav, v'chayv alachas v'achas. So the Gemara says either way, why do you focus on one shgaga and not the other one? Say alam ravashi chazinon. So Ravashi says, well, why don't we figure it out? E mishum Shabbos kaparish, if he would stop doing malacha, if you remind him it's Shabbos, hari helam Shabbos v'yodav eino chayv alachas. Then it'd only be chayv one. V'imishum malacha kaparish, and if you would tell him not to do these malachas and he'd stop, hari hela malachas biyado v'chayav kolachas v'achas. Why don't we figure it out? What would make him stop? So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says, because it's a combination. Klum parish b'shabbos ele mishum malachas, klum parish b'malachas ele mishum Shabbos. So you don't, it's a guy, you can't choose one over the other. So elo lo shna, it must be, there's no difference. Rashi says it must be just be mechayav him one. Because that's the basic. You want to say you don't violate Baal Tosif, but either way, it must be only Chayev one because you're not sure. And the basic mistake is that he doesn't know today is Shabbos. Tanan. So let's talk about this. We had this basically similar Gemara on yesterday's daf. Avos malachas abram chaser achas vavidim b'minyan olamali. The Mishnah later on says that there are 39 malachas. What do we need that number for? We could count. Just why you have to say there are 39. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan explained that to mean Shemasan Kuma Behalam Echad Chayav Kolachas V'Achas. Rabbi Yochanan said the 39 is to teach me the concept of Chilek Malachas. That if you do all 39 in one, forgetting, so you're Chayav 39. Chayav Kolachas. So says the Gemara, I Amar Bishlama Helam Zevazeb Yado Chayav Kolachas V'Achas. If you'd say that if you forgot everything Shabbos and Malachas, you're Chayav 39 on each one Shaper, then you understand what the Rabbi Yochanan's case is. Our case that you forgot everything, you're still chayav 39. Ela'i amrit helam Shabbos biyado ina chayav alachas. But if you say that in our case where you don't know about Shabbos or the malachas, you only chayav one karban. So heichim ishkachas la bezalun Shabbos shigas malachas. So what's the case? What's the case that you'd be chayiv 39? If you don't know about the 39 malachas, then what do you know about Shabbos anyway? So, ha, nicha, if you say like we said yesterday, Isava like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan who said yesterday, the Amar, kiva che shagag bekareis, afal bejizid balav. So if you say like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's still called shogeg, even if you know it's usher, as long as you don't know your chayiv kareis, so mishkachas la diyad delay the Shabbos balav. Then it's fine, you could work out the Mishnah, in a case where you knew it was usher, you just didn't know it was kareis. Ela Isava la krib shimin bin lakish, the Amar che yishkog balav kareis, but if you all like Reish Lakish who says, you're only chayiv a karbon if you didn't even know it was usher. If you knew it was usher, then you're not chayiv a karbon. So what's the case in our Mishnah? Diyad delay Shabbos b'mai. You don't know it's you don't know about Shabbos, you don't know about the malachas. So what do you know about Shabbos? So the Gemara answers like we did yesterday. The Yad Alei B'Tchumin V'Alibet Rabbi Akiva. Maybe you know.